You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Detroit is not the only city with urban farming. Lansing is home to its own homegrown movement. Urbandale Farm was established in 2010 to sustain the community with fresh produce and social stability. Why? Well, the area is in the center of the city's 100-year floodplain. Rising insurance costs have left homeowners struggling. Some houses are abandoned. Plots are left overgrown with trees. And the Urbandale Farm aims to bring hope and value back to Lansing's east side. Michigan Radio's Daniel Raisel drove to the neighborhood to talk with farm manager Caitlin Schneider and area residents.
So here our apprentices are washing some of our arugula that we'll have at market later today. We harvest into mesh bags, which we then will dunk to wash the greens. We then put them into a washing machine, which is what we use as our salad spinner, essentially. So we spin the greens dry, and then we bag them into the individual bags that will go to the farmer's market.
So most people's flood insurance went up, at least doubled, if not tripled. And this happened more than once during the time I've been here. This happened in a few different waves where it doubled and then it was closer to being tripled. And that's what they were trying to get me to pay. So it forced people out of this area that couldn't afford to live here, and essentially had opened up homes. They had been abandoned or they were rentals, and the people responsible for those properties weren't being responsible, taking care of them.
So just a quick overview. The garlic scape is the flowering part of the garlic, and we need to take it off or the garlic plant will put all its energy into flowering instead of into making a bulb. We always talk to the neighbors when we are starting a new plot. It's one of the policies that we follow in order to make sure that what we are doing is actually, what the neighborhood wants to see happen.
I have some peas right here that I got that picked this morning. So I have tomatoes, watermelon, cantaloupe.
It would look much different down here. I mean, this neighborhood has constantly changed. They built the highway through. There used to be a plating factory back here. There were churches back here that are gone. There's a lot of things that have changed, and we're seeing change again. So, yeah, without that, we'd probably have a bunch of old houses falling apart. You wouldn't have the people coming down here investing. You wouldn't have young people looking at these homes, seeing value in them.
Well, you see more people in the area, younger people doing the garden and stuff. You get a chance to meet them and talk to them.
Being a presence and an organization that is here in the neighborhood and cares about this neighborhood in the long term is going to provide stability and a source of just neighborhood identity that might not be there in 5 or 10 or 15 years because so many people are moving out of this area. So you can just snap them off with your fingers. You guys want to harvest some garlic scape?
Absolutely.
Come on in.
Caitlin Schneider and neighbors talking about urban farming in Lansing.